Good morning, church family.
Good morning, Kayla.
Okay. I'm going to read the scripture. Okay. John chapter 3, verse 16 says, God loved the world so much that he gave his only son, so that everyone who believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. Let a blessing be added to the reading of God's word.
Amen. Amen.
Hello. Good morning, church family.
Good morning, David.
Okay, you know who I am. I'm not going to lie. I mean, I was a little nervous doing this. But you all know who I am, so this should probably make this a little bit easier. So the message I'm supposed to be giving is about what is Christ's sacrifice meant to me? Basically, him dying for us on the cross for all of our sins. Mm-hmm. I guess growing up in the church all my life, in a sense, knowing what he's done for me, doing right by the book, I've always, in a sense, grown up as being labeled a good kid, going to church every Sunday, doing what I'm supposed to do in school. Partially, in fact, I'm just wondering, how exactly does this apply to me? I mean, I do everything I'm supposed to. I follow the Bible. I may not be able to quote a scripture, but I still know the word. So I'm just wondering, like, exactly how does this apply to me as opposed to someone who, I don't know, basically has indulged in, like, stuff we're not supposed to indulge in, especially since some of our teenagers that's in high school right now, some of the peer pressures are there of possibly touching on drugs, amongst other things. I wouldn't necessarily say I was really influenced by it because I basically grew up in a like Christian school most of my life, aside from the last 2 years of my high school experience. It might have been there, but it's like growing up with my teachings of my mother and father and Jesus being over my shoulder, I'm just, well, all my friends are doing like, oh, yeah, you probably could. I mean, you should try. And then Jesus is like, do you really want to try? I mean, you could, but then, you know, you probably get addicted to it. You're probably going to try spending money and then lying about it. That's another sin right then and there. And then you're going to have to explain this to your parents and knowing your mother and father. Let's just say I'd see you sooner than later. So more or less, I felt like, I have been looked at as a good kid all my life. So I've always wondered, how exactly does this apply to me? It applies to me just as much as it applies to the next person. Just have to guide my friends, which is what I've done from time to time. Like if they're dealing with things, I've always been there as a shoulder to lean on. I do have like a few people that I wouldn't necessarily say close with, but we're like in a sense friendly enough to where we can, I guess, talk here and there. I have some friends that don't believe in God. Not extremely spiritual people, but they still believe in a higher being. Not gonna knock them for it, and you never should knock anybody for them not believing in the same religion that you do, or if they don't believe in the Lord at all. You just simply pray for them. Because the battles that they're going through are not the same battles that I go through. I did have a song that I'm not singing. I just wanted to clear that up. But I had a song that my mother showed me, and it was a rather good song, and I felt like it has a message that it can touch base on. If I could possibly have it played right now, if it's cool. Just taking a minute, huh? Yeah, it's a very touching song, and it's something I feel like it, in a sense, touched me a little bit. More or less, you just have to love your fellow man, your brothers and sisters in Christ. Uplift them when necessary, because like I said before, you never know what they're going through. There's no telling exactly how you have to be there for them. If they just need a shoulder to cry on or just need to vent, just be there. Be that listening ear for them, because that's, in a sense, Christ talking through you. And I feel like my parents really, well, not only my parents, but my family in general has drove that home in for me. Like I said, I am a good kid, but it takes more than just knowing the word and just going to church. You can go to church every day, but if you're not necessarily taking the word into your life, how are you living through Christ?
Yes.
You have to I wouldn't say preach at people, but just talk up the word here and there if you feel like somebody is in need of it. And if you feel like you might not have the words, to some degree, I have the words, but I feel Christ more or less talking through me right now. Just give them those words of encouragement and always be there for one, be there for your fellow man.
Amen.
I want to say that more or less touches up on everything that I have. So if I can just simply bring Catherine up here, hopefully she's good.
Church family, I'll be reading the scripture for Catherine. It's 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 12 through 17 from the New International Version. Suffering for being a Christian. Dear friends, do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal that has come to test you, as though something strange were happening to you. But rejoice in as much as you participate in the sufferings of Christ, so that you may be overjoyed when his glory is revealed. If you are insulted because of the name of Christ, you are blessed. For the spirit of glory and of God rests on you. If you suffer, it should not be as a murderer or a thief or as a criminal of any kind or even as a meddler. However, if you suffer as a Christian, do not be ashamed, but praise God that you bear that name. For it is time for judgment to begin with God's household. And if it begins with us, what will the outcome be for those who do not obey the gospel of God? May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of the word.
Amen.
Morning. Okay. I guess if you don't know me, I'm Catherine Hill. If you don't know me, I'm so sorry. A little bit of background. I'm 19. Grew up here. Went to church. A lot of you saw me. Ran around with bare feet and short dresses, lifting with the men. Y'all know. I go down to SIUE for an English education major. It's not going to seem like it when I speak today. I'm so sorry. I'm a little bit nervous. Doing a lot of talking presence, especially in front of people who I very much admire, and it makes me a little nervous. Damon did an awesome job. I think we can all agree on that. Very nice, funny guy if you actually get him to talk, right? And it's the death of Christ. What a topic. What a topic. It's very deep, very hard, different levels. I like the fact that he went into, I'm going to talk a little, how he went into how he was raised a good kid. I was kind of raised the same, you know, raised in the church, raised in the whole community, you know, being a Hill. I see him. Oh, hi, Dad. and all that. But the difference is I actually went to a public school. And I'm still going to a public school. So going there and seeing the different ways of temptation, such I see the different effects, and I've actually seen people go down that path and seeing them honestly go down through the drugs. In fact, at our college recently, we actually had one of the guys in Prairie actually in my hall. Actually, it was in one of my classes. He just died. He was up from Chicago, and he went to the St. Louis area, and he got shot, which is, it was on a Tuesday night, and it was in the hall, and all you could hear was his girlfriend since the beginning of the year wailing in disbelief. What more do you want to do at that moment than walk up to them and tell them how hard it is, how sorry you are, and can you imagine how Mary felt when she saw her only son, her only son, the God, as his father sat up there watching his son suffer, as his mother had to sit there and watch this happen, knowing what a son she raised. Jesus gave himself for us. But shouldn't that mean we also gave ourselves to him? Completely. And that means when it comes down to it, that he suffered on the cross for us. We have no understanding of that. There is no way for us to understand the pain he went through, going through that perfect life, which we can never live. As humans, we can never live a perfect life. We can strive for it. We can try our hardest, but we can never achieve it. It's kind of sad. I kind of always think that'd be cool to live a perfect life, but it's not going to happen. And that's why he could pass for us. But that doesn't make the pain any easier. That doesn't make it any easier. Whether it's your son or your mother, my heart goes out to the Murrays right now. That's very tough. Whether it's a child, a sibling, my grandma a couple weeks ago, we just lost her older brother out in Washington. I had to find out through the phone. And when I finally got hold of my grandma a couple days later, my aunt and uncle were heading out to the funeral. And I got to the phone, and I finally get a hold of my grandma. My grandma Ramberg, my sweet little old lady, calls me a little minx and brings up stories with a little wheelchair, sassy. And I'm on the phone with her in my dorm room, and I hear her voice breaking. And I'm standing there between my classes with my grandma on the phone, and I hear her voice breaking. And I'm trying to think of what to say to her. My strong, strong woman, as I try to be strong for her, come to realize we don't have to be strong. We don't have to be strong. And this is not what I was going to talk about, but I'm going to talk about it. We don't have to be strong. We have to be strong with our family. We have to put on a face. But do we have to? Because with Christ, he knows what we're saying. He knows what we're feeling. He died so that way we don't have to be strong. We can be weak. We can fall to our knees in grief. Like I fell into the building walking in earlier. Great moment. I mean, how do you do that? How you fall to your knees even with the mention of the word death. Oh, that word. That word right there. That death. Five letters, normal letters, using a lot of the words. You can eats in the middle of it. There's debt in the middle. T, there's T in the middle if you rearrange letters. There's heat. But if you look at it, it's five letters that literally people will seize up and just freeze at the mention of it because of the power it has over us. It didn't have power over Christ. It didn't have power. In fact, he looked at it in the face and said, nah, you're easy. I got this. Throw another one. Let me show my followers what I'm here for, what I'm here to do, why they can live a life and be okay so that way they can join me and my Father up in heaven one day. so they can join their loved ones. A lot of the times they say funerals are not for the dead. They are for the living. I'm sorry, I'm going to pull up a personal, Mrs. Boulding, when a few years ago, I remember, I think my most heartbreaking moment in my life, the most heartbreaking one, is when I was sitting there with my family and we were watching Tegan and the Bouldings and such, and you see Tegan just break, running up to them. That is her mother. I can't imagine the loss for a mom, for her kid. I can't imagine the loss of a parent. I'm not a parent. I'm an auntie. And I know just thinking about it makes me, I want a ball. I really want a ball when I think of that. So think of a parent losing a child. Just imagine how Mary felt looking at her only son, the Christ. There's no words. There is no words for that. I was talking to Mr. Barker yesterday. Pastor, my apologies, sir. I'm used to calling him Kenneth. I'm sorry. He actually brought up a movie called Full of Grace. Apparently he's been talking about it. And he shows me this scene where Mary's talking to the followers. And I pulled a couple of lines I want to tell you guys about. Blah, 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 blah. Here we go. You cannot let the weight of this world outshine the light you carry within. That's a hard one. That's extremely difficult. This world is full of sins and temptations. And even knowing Christ gave himself for us, so that way we, if we did fall to those temptations, that he died for us so that way we could surpass those. So that way if we made that mistake, which we do, and we will, we don't have to pay the eternal price for it. Amen. The world is a dark place with a lot of, sorry. The world is a very dark place with light in it, if you look in the right areas. My light right now is looking at all your faces. This is something I don't get to do often, and this is something that means a lot to me, is watching, seeing all of you, because you guys are family, and family means a lot. And it all comes down to Christ and how he pulls us together. Perhaps you don't believe that he exists in you the same way. When you said yes to Christ, you brought him forth in your heart into the world, your heart beating with his eternally. Eternally. Also a strong word. The word we all hope to be able to do. I'm going to carry this because I can't stand standing. That word that we want, that is, we achieve through death, which is honestly the biggest fear. The biggest fear. Christ just kicked it in the butt. I'm sorry. I don't know if that was proper. But he did. He walked up and he's like, you know, you starved me in the desert. You put me through this. I've been through ridicule. Let's throw one more challenge. Let's just throw it over the shoulder. That doesn't make it any easier for the rest of us, though. I can't help but think not only was it wasn't the hardest on Christ, who knew what he was doing, but the hardest on the people who watched, like the Father, Mary, and Joseph and his followers. Death is harder for, honestly, the living than it is for the past. We will suffer as we walk with the Lord. All different levels, all different ways of suffering, all of them equally as potent as each other. In different ways, depending on who you are and how you are raised. I saw myself die that day with my son. With each person you meet, I'm a firm believer of this, is that you have a little piece of yourself go out to them. Whether it's for 5 seconds and you meet someone and you just say, hi, how are you? I like your shirt. That's a connection. That's a tie out in the world. That's a tiny, tiny sliver of yourself. We're giving ourselves to the Lord, aren't we? We're supposed to give ourselves fully and completely spiritual, mental, emotional, physical, all over to him. Including our connections with people. And when those ties are severed, they're a very hard loss. Extremely, extremely hard. That is the hope and the life found in Christ risen. When I look at all of you, all my children, there is only one face I see. I think that speaks on itself. How else do you rephrase that? How else do you say it when you go and see the friends and the family and such? And you can just see that person shining through, not only in your memories, but in that person, and see him shining. Like him, I will never leave you. Like him, I will never leave you. He never left us. He's not here physical anymore. Christ is not here physical. He gave that up for us. But in spirit, he's never leaving. He's everywhere. He's everywhere. Honestly, sometimes it's hard to believe how we can actually repay him for that, because there is no true price on it. There's no repaying it. No matter how the person dies, and when they are living, it is hard. So yes, God gave himself up for us. But the pain left over never eases. Never eases. It's hard to imagine what we do after that. I was talking to a friend of mine, actually. And I just want to read something quick, if I can find it. Oh, here it is. Oh, that took forever. Lost it. Darn it. Oh, here. Okay, I'm sorry. I mess. Okay. It is Matthew 28, 18 through 20. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore for and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of age. Amen. Don't let death hold you. There is no emotional, I can't tell you not to have emotion, because that, it's hard. But there's no need to be tough, and there's no need to hold it in, because Christ gave himself up so we could let that out. Christ gave himself. I hope that you guys also use any words that come to you when it comes to the death of someone to relate to that person, because we can all connect. And even if it's just saying a silent prayer in your head because they're not spiritual for them, that's something, because that's what Christ would do.
Thank you, Damon, and thank you, Catherine. You know, I'm sitting here and I'm listening to the messages. And the title and the whole theme basically is, what is it? How does it affect me? And they spoke from their perspective. You know, Damon was the good kid, right? Ask his mom, she'll tell you the truth. And then we have Catherine, who was good kid. And quite often what happens is that we look at, and I'm looking at our kids now, growing up in a society that is against God totally, right? And we wonder, well, what is it that they're going through in school? Because we remember, on one end, Christ died for us. And as Catherine was saying, you know, there was a lot of people suffering, not just Christ. Christ wasn't the only one suffering. When stuff happens, you fill in the blank, whatever stuff means, right? When stuff happens, it doesn't only affect the individual. And we look at our kids and we recognize what is it that they're going through in school. And we wonder, well, why did Christ have to die for me? I mean, I was a good kid. I mean, you lie here and there to get out of trouble, you steal here and there, but I'm good, right? But I remember the one person spoke with my wife at one time because she was the one who had this question also. I grew up in the church. I was a good kid. How does the sacrifice of God apply to me? And kids, I'm here to tell you today that the sacrifice of Christ does apply to you. And what happens is that your life, when you live as a good kid, your life when you don't go around, you know, cussing people out, your life when you obey your parents, when you don't steal or when you don't lie, or when you don't go out and... I'm trying to keep this PG-13. when you don't go out and have relations, you know, and hookups and stuff like that, your life is a testimony as to what God can do with someone who is obedient. Amen. You don't grow up having no baby mama drama, right? You don't grow up having to look over your back every minute to wonder, well, what's going on? So what is it that we can do? Catherine asked the question. Christ died. A lot of people suffered. And the question is, what can I do? And the answer is simple. Obey. You know, we hear about Martin Luther King and Malcolm X and Mahatma Gandhi and all of these freedom fighters. And we wonder, well, should we let their legacy just go down the drain just like that? In the same way, I ask the question, did Christ die for nothing? Because there is a time, and that time is now, when we got to make a choice. Because you're going to obey someone. Might as well be Christ, right? Because Christ looked at death in the face and he says, well, listen, as Catherine, well, I wouldn't say it the way Catherine wanted to say it, but he conquered death, Catherine, right? He conquered death. So much so that the Apostle Paul later on asked the question, well, death, where is your sting? Bring it on. You see, what happens is that Satan holds this fear over us, right? This fear of death. And when Christ conquered death, one in the fact he says is that all you got? Right? You ain't got nothing else? What more can you do to me? Right? Because at the end of the day, at the end of your life, you basically have one question to answer. Did you obey God? Was God number one in your life? Or was that boyfriend number one? Hey. Was God number one in your life, or was the Chicago Bears number one? Well, Chicago Bears not even number one. Anyway, I'm not going there. Did I say that aloud? Okay. Was basketball more important to you than God? Was your studies more important to you? What is it that you were able to put in front of God? Because remember the story of Abraham, right? After all these years that God was having meals with Abraham, after all these years that God was having steak dinners with Abraham, it is only when the clock struck 6 o'clock, that was when his hand was coming down, right? That God said, stop. Now I know, right? That there's nothing that you're going to hold in front of me. And my question is, young people, and adults too, adults think they made it, right? What is it that you're holding in front of God? What is more important to you than God? What is more important to you than coming to church? What is more important to you than getting onto your knees every single morning and praying? Catherine, do you have to run off every morning and get up and say, God, I got to go to class, right? Or been there, done that, I'll praise you later. You see, that establishes what is more important. But all God is asking is, I gave my son. What are you giving? For this relationship that we're involved in, I gave my son. I was here, and I looked down on this earth, and I saw what you all did to him. And I had to stand back and do absolutely nothing. I did that for you, Carissa. I left my son to these heathenistic people, right? And I did that for you, Michaela. Did that for you. What are you willing to do for this relationship? And all it requires is you to make a decision. God, I choose you. Now, many of us may not have chosen God yet. I mean, we're sitting in church here. I've been coming to church for the past 40 years, right? Or 30, or whatever the number is. Or you might be a newcomer. And I come here and, you know, I give my life to God. Hallelujah, I praise God. But you know, the most fearful scripture in the Bible, for me, that is, remember that scripture when some people came up to Jesus and says, Jesus, Jesus, Lord, Lord. And he says, I don't know you. But we did all these things in your name. Yeah, but I don't know you. That's a scary place to be. Take heed, he who thinks he stands, lest he falls. So I want to thank the youth. Oh, wow. We got a whole bunch of youth, right? I want to thank the youth for what they've done today. We're not finished yet, but you can go ahead. I mean, from the singing to the announcements to the prayers to the messages, I mean, it was very, very pertinent. And Damon, man, that's Damon Jr. Jr. You funny, dude. And he brought the word. Basically that, listen, Christ died. We need to share that. Christ died. We need to show the love of God to others. And that's his message. And Catherine. Thank you, Catherine. Couldn't have said it better. She's up here all in tears. Why? Because it's an emotional thing. Mary gave. Jesus wasn't the only one to sacrifice. So based on that, what ought we to do? Live our lives in such a manner that people will know that I am a child of God. And you know what? That's not it. That's not all. I am a child of God, and I'm going to get in your face right now. I'm a child of God, and I'm going to show you what a child of God ought to do, because I'm going to hold you by the hand, and I'm going to lead you to Christ also. As we have a responsibility. God says, go, preach, teach, heal. Well, I'll leave that healing one for another message, right? Why aren't we healing? So I want to thank the youth. I know that we still have a few other things to go through. And I want to thank everyone for coming. I see a few familiar faces out there. Pastor and Mrs. High are here. Please give them a round of applause. Beautiful. Please take the opportunity to go say hello after. And people, it's okay, you can say Pastor, hi. Okay? Okay, so with that, I also recognize that Michael Hill is in the house. Say hi to Michael. He's in the computer here. I wonder why he was here.
Oh,
people are telling you hi. He says, hi. So this time I'm going to turn it back over to the youth. I think I've spoken too much already. So I'll decrease while they increase. And again, thank you. I want you all to thank the youth very much, because I know a lot of work went into this, and they are so happy. They were so enthusiastic about getting up here and presenting. So let's give them another.